Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you listen to Rob Gronkowski right there, you'd think they had the greatest offseason of all time. And I think they had a good offseason, but whoa, boy, you can't question anything? You can't question anything that Mike Vrabel's done? Okay, I don't know about that. I think you can question some things. I don't know if you can question the moves he made or question the moves that he didn't make. There's some that I would question. I would question, I think there's plenty of ways you can question the draft pick. Said you can't question the draft picks or the free agents or nothing. Now, so far, it's like it's been perfect. And, you know, it's easy to say that because none of these guys have set foot on an actual playing field yet. But to say that there's no question about this left tackle that you drafted fourth overall is wrong. I mean, there's lots of questions about him. There were lots of questions about him. You may not have thought they were legitimate. And I thought that arm length stuff got to a cartoonishly silly point.
It's going to be epic, man.
You know, and I not to say that, you know, Gronk's completely wrong here and that it was a bad offseason, but to say you can't question it, I disagree. And in questioning it, you question how much better this team's really going to be. I think their defense is going to be much better. I think it will be noticeably better. You will notice that they look better. You will notice that the blitzes are more organized and the line, they line up in the right spots and there won't be a million penalties. And they're just, you know, I don't think you're going to see those same sorts of things that you saw last year. Broken plays, guys not knowing where to be, a defense that had some talented players on it but just wasn't able to put it together. I think you'll be seeing that. Although you didn't have your defensive coordinator for a long time, health issues, obviously, but I remember hearing that and being like, that's not great. Mike Vrabel wants to step in and, you know, be more hands-on with the defense like how Bill Belichick was. I don't think anybody would have a major problem with that. But that's where I look at the team and think, oh, yeah, you really made some big improvements here. You did on the defense, and you did that in free agency, and there's no doubting that, okay? These players may not end up being as good as we all hoped they were. I guess that's a possibility. They could also be much better. But at the very least, you can say there was investments made in established talent, and you brought them in here, and hopefully they're able to continue playing the way they were on their old team, and that's, you know, that's the most you can ask for in free agency, is you hope that the guy you signed was good, and you hope that they'll be a fit on your team. As for the draft picks, they were almost all on offense. And this was a team that while neither side of the ball was in a particularly auspicious place at the end of last season, this was a team that was embarrassingly bad, bottom of the league in offense. And on defense, they were bad, but they weren't bottom of the league bad. And I know it's kind of splitting hairs, right? But that is, in terms of rebuilding, I think, an important difference.
I mean, you really can't question any of the moves that he has done.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Can't question Steph Diggs. No, we can't question that. I mean, you know, can't question Milton Williams when he's not in the middle of a bunch of stud pass rushers. We can't question how effective he's going to be playing more snaps now than he ever played in Philadelphia. We can't question that. Carlton Davis. I think he's going to be great, but we can't question if he's going to be great. You know, like, I mean, it's just that to me is not really wanting to look at reality. Just want to say, yeah, you know, the season hasn't started yet. I want the team to be good, and I'm just going to imagine that they're good and that you can't question anything and that everything they did in the offseason was a great move. And you can choose to live your life that way. It's fine. A lot of Patriots fans did for 20 years. I don't feel like that's really happening much now anymore. Not that I think Gronk has lost touch with the common fan, but that to me sounds like the type of talk you heard in 2007 or 2015 or whatever. Like, you know, just other years when they were really a powerhouse and you didn't question Bill Belichick. You didn't question those type of moves. You didn't question his ability to be able to bring them back to prominence, to bring them back to where they wanted to be. Gronkowski was talking about playoffs there. You know, if you're going to say that this is beyond reproach, beyond being questioned, then, well, okay, that should be a playoff team. Absolutely it should. And those are high expectations to set for a team that won 8 games total in the past 2 years.
Playoffs?
Thank you, Jim Mora. Playoffs? Playoffs?
Playoffs?
You kidding
me? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
You know who he sounds like? Jim Mora sounds like Jiminy Cricket in the Pinocchio movie, like the old one, the one from the 1940s, which, by the way, my son loves. And there's one, I watch it all the time now, and I used to watch it when I was a kid. And there's one scene in Pinocchio where Jiminy Cricket sounds exactly like Jim Mora. He sounds exactly like him. So it's after they get back from Pleasure Island, which you'll remember, Pinocchio goes to Pleasure Island, and he's like smoking and drinking, and he turns into a donkey, and all these other, spoiler alert, all the other kids on Pleasure Island all turn into donkeys. And they're like screaming, I want my mama, while the guy's like, no, you're turning into a donkey because you came to Pleasure Island. And they morph while screaming, these children screaming, morph into donkeys. And when they try to talk, they just go, hey-haw, you know, like it's really, they grow ears and tails and become donkeys. It's really messed up, honestly. Like, these kids are screaming for their parents. Anyway, Pinocchio gets away. Him and Jiminy Cricket get away from Pleasure Island before he completely turns into a donkey. And they get back to Geppetto's workshop, and he's not there. And the fairy godmother leaves a note for... really getting into this. Leaves a note for Jiminy Cricket. And in the note, it says, Geppetto went out looking for you, Pinocchio, and he was swallowed by a whale. And you remember Monstro the Whale. And Jiminy Cricket's reading, and he goes, he went looking for you, and he was swallowed by a whale. And he goes, Pinocchio goes, a whale? And Jiminy Cricket goes, a whale? And he sounds exactly like Jim Mora. He sounds exactly like Jim Mora when he says that. I know that's a very hard thing to try and track down, but you're just going to have to.
And then when they get to him in the whale, you hear Jiminy Cricket say that infamous line.
Playoffs?
A whale? He sounds exactly like Jim Mora when he says it. I noticed that the other day when I was watching that movie for the 800 millionth time. I really watch that a lot. My son's really into Pinocchio. He's really into DuckTales. And he's into Inspector Gadget, too, which is cool because all of those have great soundtracks. The old Pinocchio soundtrack is still full of bangers.
He's definitely your kid, then.
I Got No Strings to Hold Me Down is a banger. The DuckTales theme song, one of the best theme songs of all time. Of all time. He doesn't even like the show. He just likes the theme song. And Inspector Gadget, I think, is one of the best theme songs of all time, too. It is a power ballad. Disguised as like sort of this futuristic kind of club song. Great, great stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where was I? Anyways, what we were talking about here was the Patriots.
Gronk was talking like Jiminy Cricket about playoffs.
Gronk was talking like Gronk. Jim Mora talks like Jiminy Cricket. And the Patriots, I don't think, are a playoff team. Even with all of these additions, which I think are good. I don't think they're beyond question like Gronkowski does. I don't think you can't question any of them. But, you know, you even if you allow for the fact that they got a lot better, playoffs is a high bar. That's a high. That's like six more wins you're going to have to add to your team here in order to get there. Maybe seven. More likely six, but still, a six-win team, that's more than double your output from last year. And it's not like that's never happened before. It's not like this would be the first time. But I think we all agree that while the additions on defense look great and on paper are very strong, on offense you're relying big time on a bunch of rookies. On a bunch of rookies at running back, at wide receiver, at left tackle. I mean, legitimate the first-year players in very important positions. And listen, I think that, you know, again, there's been great rookie impact players all throughout the league. Not in the Patriots in a while, but there have been all throughout the league for years and years and years. And, you know, it's not like that's some crazy thing. I guess for the Patriots, Christian Gonzalez was like an early impact player right away as a rookie. But if you go back and look, there haven't really been that many. Like Barmore, kind of. Keon White, kind of. Ramondre Stevenson was kind of an impact player, but it's not like they've drafted a lot of guys who were plug and play right away and stepped in and were very good immediately. Onwenu maybe is one of them, but like, there's not a lot of examples of that. And that's part of the reason why they're in the position that they're in. They haven't drafted well. They haven't really gotten a lot of guys to second contracts. And it's not because they're being cheap. It's because they haven't deserved to be. And that's a problem. And now I think, you know, some good additions in the offseason are going to make you better than what you once were. But if we're talking legitimate playoffs, a while, then, you know, I think that's going to have to take more than just the talent's better. Like, the entire organization is going to have to, like what Gronk was talking about at the end there, about how Vrabel has to bring the team together and he has to really get all these guys to believe and get everybody all going, like, after week one of last season, it seemed like Gerard Mayo had done exactly that, didn't it? Everybody was running the hills, and Mayo, he's out there, he's kicking everybody's ass in these practices, and blah, 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 and everybody's running through a wall for Gerard Mayo, and they go out there and they beat the Cincinnati Bengals in week one. They beat Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals in week one, and they beat them with Jacoby Brissett. And the defense looked great. And then the rest of the season happened, and you realized, oh, wait.
What I would say is, look, we're a soft football team across the board.
Defense is not great. This coach is also not great. This team, everything about this team is pretty ungreat, as a matter of fact. And that was a tough pill to swallow, for sure. But it just goes to show that, you know, you gotta be able to, more than just the impact of a new coach and the adrenaline and stuff that happens in, like, the early season of an NFL season, especially with a banged-up team like the Bengals. You're going to have to expect more than that. There's also this. Tommy Kern and Phil Perry were talking about this. The Patriots, and I was actually talking about this the other day too, when the Terry McLaurin news came out that he was disgruntled and unhappy in Washington. We'll have more on McLaurin here in just a bit. But when that news came out, I thought, well, the Patriots should be interested in this. And I believe that they are. And Burt Breer was on NBC Sports Boston the other day. He was talking about how he believes that the Patriots will be interested in McLaurin, too, if he ends up shaking loose from Washington, which is a big if. But the Patriots have $60 million in cap space still. They did all that spending in the offseason. they spent on Williams, they spent on Davis, they spent on Diggs, and not a lot on Diggs, but, you know, they spent on these guys, Spillane, et cetera, and still have, by a comfortable amount, the most amount of cap space in the NFL. And this is 2 years removed from Bill Belichick. This is 2 years removed from the way that he used to find value in free agency and find value in the draft and, you know, do all those things that made him look great when the team was good and had Tom Brady, but then in the latter years left the roster just completely devoid of any talent because he was just looking for diamonds in the rough all the time. And that led to a four-win season. That led to him getting fired. And then that same team the next year, they brought everybody back, which was just ridiculous when you think about it. Like, in hindsight, I thought this at the time, but in hindsight, the decision to go and sign back all the Belichick guys after you fired Belichick was insane. Like, that was insane, giving all those extensions to these guys who had flamed out into a four-win season the year before just because Gerard Mayo knew them and felt comfortable with them. And, like, how fat lot of good that did.
Yeah, some of them made sense, but all of them as a group. I mean, obviously, hindsight's 20/20, but all of them as a group, re-signing all of them, probably not the best decision.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.